came to light earlier in the week, and that is a discovery that bubbles, or a certain use of bubbles, can actually help to clean our teeth. Is that basically it?
That's right, and it's very interesting. It's been a good week for science, actually. This is a discovery made by Dr. Tim Layton at the Cavendish Laboratory in Cambridge. Now, Tim plays around with the science of bubbles. Now, to you and me, bubbles is just something you put in your bath, but they're a remarkable thing, as I
think. Michael Jackson's monkey.
Is that what it's called? Yeah, but the story starts, I mean, you know the babbling brook, you go out in the countryside, little stream tinkling over pebbles and so forth. Now, why do they actually make a sound? Now, the interesting thing is because there are bubbles in the water, and as they hit the rocks, they ring in the same way as if you were to shout at a piano. You can make the strings vibrate because you're knocking it with energy. Now, that's what happens in a babbling brook, and if you knock a bubble, it gets quite upset. And if you really knock a bubble terribly hard, it gets really quite angry. And what Tim has discovered is if you fire very high energy sound, very high frequency sound, the sort of sound that, you know, you and I could never hear, but if you fire that at a bubble gets extremely angry. And when bubbles get angry, they start to expand in and out, but like some people when they get angry. And when a bubble collapses, it does so with an amazing shock. And Tim actually showed me on one of his experiments. He actually made a bubble get bigger, not nearly as fast as it would under the sound wave, but he made it get bigger, and then he let it collapse. And the shock wave actually broke the Perspex cone that the bubble was in. It really is powerful. Now, where this all comes back to teeth is that, you know those dental scrapers that dentists use, and they scrape off all the hard bits on your teeth?
To my regret, yes.
Yes, it's a bit irritating, and it's a bit painful when they're digging around in the tooth cavity. And, of course, from a dental point of view, they can never get right into the cavity. So what Tim thought was, if you could make the scraper vibrate, and these are already on the market, this isn't necessarily Tim's invention, but he started to think about, if you could make one of these scrapers vibrate, and vibrate fast enough, you wouldn't actually have to touch the scraper to the tooth, because what would happen is that, you know, the water and the saliva in your mouth would be agitated very, very fast by the tip of the scraper, and that would create bubbles, and you could actually use the bubbles, these angry bubbles, as the scraper itself, which of course means that the scraper doesn't come right onto the enamel of the tooth, and you can control the effect quite well. And there is in fact a byproduct, because angry bubbles get hot as well, hot and bothered. Is that very, very hot? Something Tim told me absolutely amazed me, and I have to believe him, is that for a fraction, a millionth of a second, an angry bubble will heat up to the temperature of the sun. But the reason it doesn't boil off in a great cloud of steam, of course, is because it's such a quick effect that the heat's gone almost as soon as it's created. But that does help heat up the bubbles around the scraper, which helps knock out the bacteria that are lurking around the bottom of your teeth.
So if it gets to that temperature, then the race for cold fusion might be abandoned, and they might start looking into the temperatures that bubbles can reach. If they're agitated, then they might be able to do it that way.
Well, exactly, but fusion requires a lot higher temperatures than the surface of the sun. The surface of the sun is only about 6,000 degrees, but the inside is hundreds of millions of degrees, and that's a different ballgame. You'd have to make your dental scraper go very fast to do that.
We've heard how this particular technique can be applied to dentistry. Are there any ideas as to how it could be used for other things?
Well, of course, bear in mind that it would have to be done underwater because you have to create the bubble in the first place. But yes, early days at the moment, but I'm sure there could be other applications. There is already an effect of this application that ship designers don't like, and this has been known for years and years, is that the propellers on ships, even the big bronze propellers, slowly wear away. What wears them away? It's the bubbles. Because a propeller going round and round and round creates bubbles. The bubbles get upset because they're constantly being hit, both by the water and by the propeller. And in the end, because they're doing this contraction bit on the bronze, they actually eat the bronze away, and you have to replace your propeller now and again.
We'll move on to our final topic, the death